The potential new owner of the long-vacant Mitzpah Towers in downtown Syracuse is hoping to satisfy a certain kind of rental market. More from WRVO's Ellen Abbott.
To hear Syracuse attorney Thomas Cirio talk, he seems quite smitten with a rundown former church on the corner of Montgomery and Jefferson Streets.
The architecture, the stature of it, the location of it, everything.
That's why he's offering the city $31,000 for the Gothic-style structure. His vision is to create luxury-style apartments that appeal to renters who want to live large and still be downtown.
There's a little bit of a market for larger families and, you know, empty nesters that want to come downtown, but they don't want to live in a 1,500-square-foot apartment.
So he's ready to supply apartments on the scale of 3,500 or 400,000 square feet. He doesn't know if he's going to be more successful than other developers who've tried and failed.
I'm not going into this as a developer. My heart is in it. My heart is in downtown and in Syracuse. So I think with that recipe and with the right people involved, that's going to work.
The only thing that could derail the plan is if the current owner of the building pays more than $150,000 in back taxes, which means the city can't seize the building and sell it to Cirio. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.